Track 9, and we're back to the news stories. A hub of positive impact and encouragement. Playgroups, board game afternoons, and chats with free tea and coffee are among the many brilliant initiatives hosted by the Buckland Centre and Newton Abbott CIC, that's the Community Interest Company. Newton Abbott Community Interest Company was founded in 2008 as a way of meeting the need for an umbrella organisation to oversee community projects. The group stepped in at the Buckland Centre to save it from closure by taking over the lease. The centre was seen as an essential to the community it was a part of. Then, in 2020, the CIC was again instrumental in coming to the aid of the Courtney Centre. Emily Farrell, CIC Business and Community Development Manager, said, "Newton Abbott CIC is an umbrella organisation under which all of these projects and activities sit. We're a bit like a registered charity, except we're not a charity. We are a not-for-profit company. The community interest part means that there is no money made. We rely entirely on grant funding for projects, and we get a lot of money from the lottery. My job is getting the money through the door. Otherwise, we can't pay our staff. Our staff are amazing and get paid very little considering the overtime we all do, because we are so passionate. We do it because we like helping people and we love what we do." The Buckland Hub, hosted on Tuesday mornings, offers a safe space for people in the area to seek advice and support on finances, mental health, housing, bills, and other anxieties. She explained, "The cost of living is showing how much people need this space. We get people that come in just for a chat. They get free tea and coffee. What is really apparent in this community is that people need support for things that they are really worried about. They are hesitant to access that support from an agency. A lot of help is available online, but a lot of people don't have broadband access. It's often really busy. There's a toddler group. We have board games where people can drop in and drink coffee. What we might find is that people come in for maybe a leisure group and then come in on a Tuesday for advice. And it's all about building that relationship." The space and CIC were also instrumental in welcoming Ukrainian refugees to the area. We had 180 Ukrainian guests in the Newton Abbott area. When they first arrived, they didn't speak English, and a lot of them were unsure about how things worked, like how to access a GP or how to get a child into school. We spent a lot of time helping them out and pointing them in the right direction. It was important to provide them a space to drink coffee, meet each other, or access help from citizens' advice. The centre is a hub of encouragement and positive impact, both for the people that work and volunteer there and for those who are part of the facilities.
Gladrag sale helps charities. A vintage and pre-loved clothing sale saw almost £1,000 raised for two deserving charities. The event, held in Bickington Village Hall by the Bickington Goodwill Community, CIC, raised a grand total of £958 for the British Heart Foundation and Cancer Research. Michael Hex, the director of Bickington Goodwill Community, CIC, said, "The event went amazingly well with a really good turnout. He explained all the clothes were donated and of very good quality. The remaining unsold clothes will be sold on Saturday, November the 25th at the Riverside Community Centre in Bovey Tracy, who kindly let us use the hall for free. The event was organised by Pat Lawson, Christine Carter, Michael Hext, plus a small army of kind helpers. As well as these clothing sale events, Pat, Christine and Michael are kept busy organising numerous community events in the village and also have a community allotment site."
Becky Falls in line for Conservation Award. Becky Falls has been shortlisted for a prestigious new award for its ancient woodland restoration project. The Great British Wildlife Restoration is the first such competition of its kind. Inspired by David Attenborough's Wild Isles, this is a new initiative from the British and Irish Association of Zoos and Aquariums, which seeks to raise the profile of the native species conservation work being undertaken by hard-working zoo and aquarium conservationists. The Ancient Woodland Restoration Project at Beckie Falls is one of 22 innovative projects on the shortlist. Others include saving the Scottish wildcat from extinction, reintroducing bison, and even rewinding glowworms. The project at Beckie Falls hopes to restore and regenerate one of Britain's rarest habitats, temperate rainforest. Beckie Falls Ancient Woodland Park is not only a visitor attraction, but also a site of special scientific interest. The Ancient Woodland Restoration Project aims to protect and preserve the woodland through a variety of strategies, including combating invasive plants and transplanting plants such as holly to give wildlife valuable habitats and food sources. Members of Parliament and the House of Lords will now vote for the winner. You can get involved by asking your local MP to vote for the Beckie Falls Ancient Woodland Restoration Project and help spread the word about the work being done to help nature thrive and create lovely habitats in the great British countryside. Dr. Joe Judge, CEO, said, "We have an extraordinary short list of projects. They demonstrate that zoos and aquariums are not just saving exotic species, but supporting wildlife on our doorstep. We have to treasure the nature we have and help it thrive. It should be widely known that zoos and aquariums are doing just that. It's a source of hope and something we can all be proud of."